Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, BJ Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch hits a line drive beyond short. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knoblauch moves to third. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a pop-up beyond short. Fletcher can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Stubbs. The throw from Harper and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive for a single. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive beyond second. Gantner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz strikes out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive off the glove of Lewis, and into shallow left field. Yount reaches second base with a double. Vaughn moves to third. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Vaughn scores. Yount moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff is 0-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gagne is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mack is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knobloch is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Knobloch hits a line drive beyond second. Gantner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground for a single. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Vaughn moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Vaughn moves to third. Yount moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stubbs is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs bunts towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stubbs for the out. Vaughn scores. Yount moves to third. One out. It's Twins, 2, Brewers, 2. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer is 0-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to home to get Yount. Seitzer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gantner is 0-2 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Carl Willis now pitching. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fletcher is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jarvis Brown pinch runs for Chili Davis. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harper is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin is 0-3 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Randy Bush pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bush is walked intentionally. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Leos is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing right field. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a line drive for a single. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to second. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gagne scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Knobloch moves to third. Jim Austin now pitching. Luis Quiñones pinch hits for Jarvis Brown. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knobloch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Larkin. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.